Unit 20. The Silk Road, the path that leads to many. The region separating China from Eurasia is harsh and made up mostly of the Taklamakan Desert, one of the most hostile environments on Earth. Daytime temperatures can soar to 50 degrees Celsius, and at night they can plunge to minus 20. Despite these unfavorable conditions, as civilizations developed in China and Europe, traders living on opposite sides of this barren land became interested in establishing trade routes between the East and West. The result was the origin of the Silk Road, which came about through the efforts of individual traders willing to risk their lives on the perilous trip across the rugged terrain. During the early days of the Roman Empire, Chinese silk was introduced and became a popular commodity, as it was associated with luxury and exoticism. The demand for Chinese silk led traders to pave a path from China to Europe, despite the desolate conditions of the area. This path was called the Silk Road because of the large quantities of silk being imported by the Roman Empire. However, this name is somewhat misleading because there was not just one road, but several branches that moved throughout the desert, passing through various oasis settlements. Furthermore, the Silk Road was used for more than just trading silk. Many types of goods, such as gold and ivory, were transported through it. The Silk Road reached its height in the 7th century, during the Chinese Tang Dynasty, which was a time of peace and stability in China. At that time, when the Silk Road was first being paved, the Chinese city of Chang'an had developed into one of the largest and most cosmopolitan cities in the world. The city boasted a population of 2 million and hosted a large community, diverse with foreigners, from Turkey and Iran to Korea and Japan. Also, a wide variety of imported goods were readily available in the city. However, with the arrival of the invading Mongol Empire, this era was eventually brought to an end. From its origin, through the height of the Tang Dynasty, and to the slow demise after the arrival of the Mongols, the Silk Road played a unique role in foreign relations. It has left an indelible mark on both Eastern and Western civilizations. Even though the trade route today has fallen into disuse, the story is far from over. As the world changes politically, it is possible that the Silk Road will be revived once again and become as important to trade as it once was.